whole net control jargon and all that kind of stuff. Maybe it's better to run it just the way we're doing it now.
That's good. Unless somebody has a technical question, then it's I don't know, friend maker.
Yeah, we're not likely to get too many technical questions. We rarely do, actually. Even though sometimes the conversation can get technical if somebody, you know, starts up an interesting conversation that other people find they like to hear, it can go on for a long time. You remember the times we talked about Lafayette and vacuum tubes and all that old stuff, you know? Because basically we're an older group. We hardly get any young guys on this net, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Hey, how'd you make out with that magnet mount that I gave you? Did you put it to use? Is it working?
No, I still have it sitting here in the back room. I didn't do anything with it. If we do put it to use, there are a couple of things we can do, which I can lay out at the meeting. Basically, it might be able to be used for a control receiver antenna, stuff like that. So, I gotta see what we can do as far as a whip for it. It doesn't have to be a classy arrangement. I could probably even make up something for it.
Yeah, well, maybe John could use it up there, put it on top of an air conditioner or something so you can get a good ground plane.
I have to remind John of that. That might be a good idea when he's used, instead of a rubber duck back there, he could use that with his handheld and put in a lot better signal.
How about it, John? You still in there? The propagation change that you can make the repeater now? KB2VBO from KB2WEE. Yeah, good evening, sir. No, I just had a... I'm preparing dinner right now. I was in the kitchen. I just had to walk out again. Yeah, I've already got a magnet mount, but I've got it downstairs. You know, I could very easily... actually, I even have another antenna in the attic. Home-based ground. That I could really hook up to, but then I would have to go into the other room. Okay. You know, one thing that you might be able to use up there would be a good J-pole, you know, that, what was it, Atlantic or American antenna has it on their web page where you can use, it's a dual bander. And it's not a lot of money, but it's great results with it.
Yeah, well, I already have a quarter-wave ground plane upstairs. You know, it's just that I would have to go into the TV room in order to use it.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, you're making a repeater good now. Like Armin said the last time that when he was said that your signal was down, well, it wasn't dash coming through. But now you're doing a good job.
Yeah, well, it's only a matter of about 8 feet. If I walk 8 feet into the house there, you know, it all changes, you know. I got a sweet spot here.
A lot of things you can do up there. You can even put an antenna out on the fence in the backyard there or something for that kind of purpose, and it'll work good.
I could take a little ground plane, and I could put it on the table downstairs here, and it'll work just as well, you know. Got a clear shot. Yeah, the other one's in the attic. This one would be a little bit lower. It'd still be indoors, but, you know, anything is better than a rubber duck.
That's the general idea.
W2MPX.
Oh, KB2SQ. KB2 Sugar Queen. Paul, you there yet?
WA2UEE.
Bob. Hey, great. Okay. Yeah, we got four fellas in here. Well, actually two. One is having dinner and one is missing for a while. But we have active respectively, we have Frank, VVP, and we have Paul, KB2WEE, out in Lyndhurst there. So that's the size of the net now. We're running a little informal, Bob. Maybe you'd like that a little better, you know. We're not really running a round table. If you have something interesting, you know, you just want to chat, come on back and let's hear you.
Okay, Armin. I've been listening every week, but I haven't heard anybody on, you know. In fact, I forgot about it this week until I was, oh, wait a minute. Let me see if there's anything on the net, you know. So I tuned in there, and there you guys were, so. I've got nothing much to report. Just had my 65th wedding anniversary, and grandchildren took us out for the dinner, night dinner and everything, and we had a real good time, you know. So it doesn't seem like I was just telling Walt about it was 64 years. I hear it is 65 years, you know. So, oh well, what are you going to do? Feel good? Feel great? And everything is going this smooth, Armin. Go ahead.
Now that's good, Bob. You know, 65th anniversary. Fantastic. I just made a little math calculation here. And I figured if I was to be able to be married for 65 years and I started now, I'd have to be 140 years old. So I don't think I can quite meet that requirement. Yeah, I'll be 76 next month on the 5th.
If you were married that long, you would have gotten killed first.
Listen to that.
Got a birthday coming up too, December 8th. Be 87 years old, Armin. Go ahead.
Down in good shape for 87. I hope I can see it. You know, I had a good number of relatives that reached that and more. You know, so with today's medicine and technology, it's certainly doable for most people if nothing really serious happens. We can take care of a lot of the little things, you know.
Yeah, that's true. The medicine's got a lot to do with it, you know, and, well, I don't know if that's good or bad, Armin. What are you going to do? So, anyhow, it's good to be back here. Don't have too much to report, and I'll be leaving here in a little bit, but I just wanted to sign in and, you know, get the net going back and see what we can do. I guess there's nothing coming on with the Echolink at all. That's kind of a dead issue, Armin. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's a dead issue. I wouldn't exactly say that, Bob. What's really the thing is that not too many people are signing into Echolink to see what the kind of activity we got on our repeater. There doesn't seem to be much outside interest, you know?
Yeah, that's true. When mine was on it, I enjoyed it quite a lot, you know. I was on it every day. And Paul, he was on, Sugar Queen, he was on also. But we're starting to build it up, though, you know, Armin? We're going to build it up and get a good thing going. But it happened, and, well, maybe someday she will be back on, you know? Go ahead.
There's a couple issues we have to solve first, Bob. You know, they're technical and they're problematical. If you can't put the Echolink right up against the repeater in the same room and have certain interfacing systems between them, it's far less than optimum operation. And you have to sort of take a little setback, you know. There are some lucky clubs that have a place or a site where they can actually install anything they feel like and they don't pay a lot of money for it. And they can run a wonderful Echolink when you got everything all in one room and it's easy to get to it all. And you have phone service or cable service for the internet. You have to have internet service, of course, running there too. For us, it would be, you know, terribly cost ineffective. Even a telephone line up at the site which Alex used to have, he did it a different way, because we'd have to pay about 40 or 50 bucks a month to have a phone up there. And that's not including service charge, not service, but installation charge. Alex actually had a free phone pair up there. And that was because he was running a communications company. He had control of a lot of trunk capacity for some of his clients. So there was a pair going up to that site that didn't cost him a cent, you know. He was lucky. Back to you, Bob.
Call, please.
Go ahead, caller.
KB2VVO Armin, you were too quick on the... I just wanted to point out... Call me. If you check the system log, we have plenty of people checking out, and they're checking in every day. You know, not all the times is somebody else on the repeater to answer them. But in answer to the query before, Echolink is up and running. There's nothing wrong with it.
John, why don't you suggest schedules to these people?
Because I'm not always here to answer them. You know, you have to monitor the repeater.
Some of the people can be notified by email, those trying to get into Echolink, that at certain times, you know, there would be other people ready to listen. Like, for instance, people that would like to contact Bob. Bob and them can agree on a sked, and Bob can be listening for them when they come on, you know?
But some of the people that I see coming up there, I don't have email addresses on. I would have to look them up on QRZ and take it from there. They're from various parts of the country. You know, like, we got people from all over the place checking in. They're not familiar to me.
I know that. Yeah, you have to look up databases. It's helpful to have a computer. Bob, you know, I don't know if you're running a computer home at all yet. I understood that you really don't use a computer on the Echolink, but you could use a computer on the Echolink maybe just to look up folks and get in touch with them by looking up their email on QRZ or things like that and make skeds with them, you know. That's one way out of that dilemma.
Yeah, I know, Ivan, but no, I don't bother much with a computer. The reason for that is I can hardly see the window on it. My eyes are very bad. I've got that inaccurate degeneration and everything is foggy and all, you know? And it's very hard for me to even see the computer window. So that's why I'm not on a computer. However, the wife, she does go on it to see if I have any emails or if I want to look up QRZ, you know? Then we go on it. But other than that, I'm on the radio, on the RF all the time. I'm not complaining, as long as I can get on here and, you know, I can get out okay. K2CB, Eric, he's got 7, 8 computer relays all the way down Echo on Echolink. And I go on that occasionally, you know, and... He keeps that maintained very good, you know. I'm sure you heard of Eric. Down the shore area, he just put up a 100-foot antenna. And he works his repeaters very well, Armin. So did you ever hear of Eric down there? Go ahead.
No, I haven't, Bob. You know, the important thing about using control tones for Echolink is that the tones be clean and strong, and you have to have a good signal to the repeater in order to minimize errors and to ensure good connections. And that's the main problem with addressing Echolink over the air, is only the close ones survive. You know, the people that have terrific signals into the repeater do a good job, and those that are further out with noise, it's very difficult to access the system. So these are things that are very hard to correct. I guess, though, that almost anybody in the North Jersey area probably can find a repeater close enough and one that is capable of receiving a clean signal from them, as you have, in order to access Echolink. There's probably enough Echolink stations around for that kind of thing to happen. But we definitely have out-of-range people. And, Bob, your signal is generally never been strong enough in most cases to give a good, clean tone control of the Echolink. But you're not the only one. There are many others that had a lot of trouble like that. And that's one of the reasons we've disconnected it. You know? So, W-8-2-S-H-A here. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, Armin. Oh, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But if you have, if you look up K2CB, Eric, and you'll see the whole, he's got the four pages on QRZ, and it shows his 100-foot tower and all his antennas and everything else, you know. He just put it up a while ago, got permission, you know, to get it up and all. And I was listening to him in the very beginning when he ordered the tower, you know. Then he had to dig a 10-foot deep and 10-foot square hole for the cement to hold the base or something like that. Oh, he went through a lot of rigmarole. And I don't know, 1,000 feet or so of wire he bought. So he finally got it all hooked up and he's on the air now. So like I say, Armin, if you look up K2CB, you'll see his whole setup there, you know. And he's got Echolink on that. And I do go on that often, you know. So everything is running smooth. He got all the way down to Philadelphia, up into New York, and around. So he's going very good with that, Armin. So I'll send it back to you. This is WA2UEE.
We'll look into it, Bob. Just curiosity, I'll check it out. I'll even try to listen to his signal, get an idea how strong he is from his distance and all that. Some people have just a damn good spot, you know. They have a great spot, and they can do great things with it. We have a very high altitude site. It's almost 600 feet over sea level. But unfortunately, it's hampered by other things. It's hampered by very strong signals from other antennas that are very close to ours and all. You know, it's a menagerie up there. And anybody that's been up there certainly, you know, comes away knowing it for, you know, that it's a problem spot. You can take a rubber duck up there, and it's useless. You can't even use it up there on the roof or in the site. It just doesn't work. There's so much interference. It's terrible. We got to spend a lot of money to try to reduce the interference to as low a level as we could get it. We spend $600 for a filter and then another $180 for pre-filtering. Because if we didn't have those things, it just wouldn't work. You couldn't run a repeater up there. It's terrible. But what else can we do? Sites are very hard to get, and good sites are expensive. So that's one of the reasons we're trying to make the best, you know, do with the best we have. What else can we do? Okay, Paul, WEE, are you still there with us?
W2MPX.
I guess we lost Paul. KB2SQ, Sugar Queen, are you there? K2 quarters, dimes, and nickels. QDN, are you there? Oh, well. John, are you still listening?
John's still here.
Okay. Well, you see, Bob, we're sort of a little thin tonight. Back to you. You have anything else you want to ask me about? I'll try to answer it the best I can, Bob. So, this is WA2SHA here. Pick it up.
No, Armin, I don't have too much to say anymore from it tonight anyhow. But I still monitor this frequency. I haven't forgotten it. I'm on most of the day, and I do monitor this frequency here. You know, I didn't forget it, but it's just like I say when I want to get on to call my friend over in England, then I go over onto the Echo Link, you know. But I'm always on this repeater. I don't give it up, you know. And I call in every once in a while, but nobody comes back, so I just say, okay, I'll try again, you know, as long as I got my radio here and as long as it's working good. I'm not touching any buttons or any dials on it because I usually do that and mess the whole radio up, you know. So, like I say, I am not touching any buttons or nothing. Just tune in and tune out and that's about it, you know. So okay, Armin, I'm going to say 7-3s. Looks like everybody else is kind of watching a ball game or having a cup of tea or something. And nice hearing from you again, and I'll probably check in again, let's see, yeah, next week. Oh yeah, the end of, let's see, this month sometime I'm going to Florida for 10 days too. Yeah, that's right too. But I'll let you know the date that I'm leaving for Florida, you know, for Armin. And I'll get back on the air. So, okay, Armin, nice talking to you, and hope to work you again soon. It's WA2UEE. So I'll be clear after your finals, Armin, 73s.
Good deal on that. Boy, that's nice, going to Florida for 10 days. I would like that. Yeah, as this weather is starting to change, I'm getting sort of, you know, getting a little preview of what it's going to be like going back to my 75th winter, you know. I hate snow and everything else. I hope we don't have much of that this year. But nobody can tell you what the weather's going to be, you know. You cannot predict the season so far in advance like this. We have no idea. But chances are they're a heck of a lot better than they were when I was like 12 years old and going to school back here in Jersey City. We used to have terrible winters then. They generally have become milder as 40, 50 years pass by, thank goodness. But they're not the result of global warming. It's just simply, these are weather patterns that have 50 and 100-year repetition rates, you know. There's no real evidence of global warming that's really, you know, what you call solid evidence so far. It takes years to accumulate the data. Okay then, Bob. Yeah, keep in touch. Especially on net night, we'll try to keep this thing going. And maybe this informal net kind of thing is a little easier for people to tolerate instead of a round table. People just, you know, come in when they feel like it. It's too bad we're a little thin tonight, but we'll be better next week probably. So anyway, I want to see if we can raise KB2 Sugar Queen. Are you there, Paul?
Hey, Armin, why don't you tell a story about when you were going to school and it was snowing and raining and you had cardboard covering up the holes in your shoes and you had to walk 4 miles uphill each way?
But holes in my shoes, I remember that a lot, you know. In those days, the shoes didn't have the kind of soles that were, you know, the composition soles you have today that hold up very well. They were leather. And leather soles are just terrible. When they get wet, you know, they start to rot. They get weak. They scrape away easily. And I can agree with you with the cardboard to cover up the hole in the shoe. I did that. I used to do that, but I didn't have to go 4 miles either. St. Nick's was only 3 blocks away, so I was lucky that way, you know. But the holes in the shoes, oh, you bet. I remember those days pretty well.
You know why the shoes last longer now? Nobody walks anymore.
Well, that's part of the situation, but really, the worst kind of shoe is a leather sole. And that's all you had in those days. They only had leather soles, nothing else. And even leather soles I've had as late as 20 years ago, I had a leather sole shoe. It didn't hold up. You know, the bottom got thinner and thinner, and it threatened to become a hole on the bottom, but I threw the shoes out before that. The compositions are very strong. On a good shoe with a composition sole, you can get a heck, you know, 10 times the mileage you'll get out of leather. And another thing is, leather's pretty terrible for grounding, you know, on damp concrete or something. You don't want to play around with electric service boxes while standing on leather shoes. They conduct rather well.
Let me clear with you, because I need both hands now, and, you know, man is waiting patiently for me to, you know, finish his dinner there. So, Armin, thanks for, you know, for running the net tonight. We appreciate that. And I'll talk to you later. This is KB2, BBO. I'm going to be clear.
All right, 73, John. Let's see. We're still missing quarters, dimes, and nickels, Sugar Queen, and KB2WEE sort of left us, too. I'll give one more call. KB2WEE, Paul, you in there? KB2 Sugar Queen, Paul in Manhattan, are you there? 2QDN, Mike, are you there? Looks like I've been abandoned, fellas. Anybody that's listening in, anyway. There must be some people listening in, probably tending to other things or whatnot. So I'll just leave the rig on, and I'm going to go make myself a cup of coffee and see what else I can get done here. I got a ton of paperwork to do, and I'll probably be working well into the afternoon tomorrow. I'll get up early and start to do it. I'll tell you, it's like running an office over here. It's just awful. And I'll probably do a little bit of it tonight. TV shows, there's nothing much good on, so I'm not going to bother with that too much tonight. So, this is WA2SHA, and I'll be clear, but, you know, sometimes I'll be close enough to the transceiver to hear a call or so. So, 73 for now.